If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Yeah, I mean, splitting the rent 50-50 makes sense, right? When you share a space with somebody. But what if, like, your partner's parents own the house and it cost your partner nothing to live there? That gets more complicated.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Time for Judge Jess. If you've never done this with us before, it's not a judge.
She's but it's free advice.
It's free advice. It is free advice. And listen, we get it. Sometimes y'all get so wrapped up with y'all's BS that, like, you don't even know what's up and down sometimes. You know, you need somebody to kind of, like, especially that doesn't know you. Because, like, you'd be calling your friend, you'd be like, hey, Susan did this and that. But, like, your friends be siding with you and not with Susan. It's just, you need that outside. The outside point. So we say, hey, call the voicemail, 855 Kramer Jess, and Judge Jessica Dutra.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put some respect on her name for a second. Judge Jessica Dutra will let you know who's right and who's wrong in your situation, okay?
Hey, my name is Ashley from Towson, and I have a question for Judge Jess. My boyfriend lives in his house for free, but makes me pay him rent, and I don't think that that's fair. We've been together for about 3 years, and then a year ago, he asked me to move in with him. So the house belongs to his parents, and they let him live there completely for free, and they own it outright. So he doesn't have a mortgage, and he doesn't have to pay his parents rent. And when I moved in, he told me I needed to pay him $1,200 a month to live there. And his reasoning was that, you know, that's roughly half what the mortgage would be on a house like this. But again, no one's paying a mortgage on it. And at first, you know, I agreed because I was so excited. And I was like, you know, I'm saving money compared to living on my own. But the longer that I've lived here, the more that it's really started to bother me because I'm paying $1,200 every month directly to my boyfriend that cost him $0. And, you know, I'd be completely fine splitting utilities, groceries, all the other living expenses. I mean, we do that. But I don't understand why I'm paying him half of an imaginary mortgage that does not exist. And every time we talk about it, you know, he says, I'm looking at it the wrong way because if I live somewhere else, I'd have to pay rent. So why should I get to live with him for free? He also brings up, you know, it's his family's house and not mine. So I'm not really entitled to benefit from something that's not mine.
What?
And he thinks I'm basically asking for free housing, but I'm not. I just think he's treating his girlfriend like a tenant instead of a girlfriend. So I need you to decide who's right and who's wrong. Thanks, guys.
Get out.
No.
Get out and run.
Wait,
this
whoa.
Man, no, this no, man asked her to move in so he could make money off of her.
Well,
yeah.
No.
Actually, well, yes.
Go ahead. What?
Literally, this man is making passive income off of his girlfriend. For him to be the manipulative piece of crap that he is to tell her, you don't get to live off of someone else or, like, whatever. Oh, so you can live for free, but you're just going to charge her money?
Yeah.
Again, splitting, like, groceries
utilities,
and stuff that they're using
sure.
inside the home?
That's
absolutely.
Like, there's an actual cost every month.
But,
like, that's a sure.
You are a fraudulent landlord. You are pocketing this girl's money, and you guys have been together for 3 years. He's hustling you.
He makes $14,000 a
year. And run. He probably quit his job, asked you to move in. The man is sitting pretty in a house mommy and daddy paid for.
I'm trying to think through this. Because he's like, not right, but he's not wrong.
No, he's 100% wrong.
Because, I mean,
0% correct.
In a
and
sense.
And he's sick in the head.
In a sense, he's like bringing in a tenant, right? Like, it's like his property it's his property. He can do what he wants with it. Like, it's just his girlfriend. It's not his wife. If it was his wife, I'd say sure, right? Like, at what point?
So it's okay to scam your girlfriend, but if they were married, then the scamming
must
end.
I don't think it's a scam.
He's scamming her.
Per se. Is it a scam?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a scammer.
I don't know if it's a...
He's a thief.
He barely knows this woman, to be fair.
Oh, they've been together for three years, and he's charging her $1,200 a month.
So you think she should live there for free?
Yeah, because why is she paying you rent when you're not paying crap either?
Well, because if he... Let's put it this way. If he had a roommate, would you expect the roommate to live there for free?
It'd be one thing. If she's paying money, then the money should go...
To what?
To his parents. But his parents aren't even making him pay anything. That's the thing. No one is paying for nothing. I just think that you're a weirdo for charging your girlfriend $1,200 rent when you're not even paying rent and you're legitimately pocketing the money. You're sick. Break up with him.
Is there anybody else in that situation?
Scammed by your partner.
We heard the gavel, Judge. Thank you.
Get out.
Put the gavel down.
Break up with him.
Now, is there anybody else that like lives in a house like that your partner's in possession of, but like they don't pay a mortgage on?
Is anyone's partner privileged AF and they're not paying for anything, seriously. But they're going to scam you and make you pay money even though they're not paying?
Because maybe like someone has a situation like that.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Linda and Perry Hall, you're kind of in this situation.
Yes, sort of.
So what's happening with you guys?
So we actually live in a family home that my father actually inherited, and we live there and actually pay rent to my father.
Okay.
The reason we pay rent is because at the end of every year, there are property taxes that are due on the house.
Yeah.
So basically, our rent that we pay goes toward our property taxes every year.
Okay.
So it's just a property tax. Now,
yes.
So then, like, how much are you guys paying, more or less?
We pay about $1,250 a month.
Okay.
So,
you guys
pay like $600 a month each.
Yes, because we are together in a relationship and we do live in the home, despite whether it's my family's home or not. We still split all of the bills equally.
Exactly. This man is not paying anything. So if he even wants to use the property tax excuse, why does he pay nothing but he's only charging her money?
Y'all been together for how long though?
We're actually going on 8 years.
Eight years. Now, if this guy had just moved in a year ago, would you still do the same thing?
Honestly, yes. We would split it regardless.
Yeah, they would split it because they're a unit and she's not scamming her partner.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think after 8 years, sure, things are different.
Does this sound like a scam to you? Does it sound like he's scamming her?
A little bit, yes. Or he's just not in it the same way that she is.
Yeah, he's like using it so he can get paid out.
I mean, I've had another family member in that similar situation where the guy owned the house and was trying to make my sister pay rent, but he wasn't paying really anything.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, it was his house. I mean, maybe. Listen,
so this was a business venture and not a romantic relationship is what you're saying.
Maybe. We don't know the guy.
This man is a criminal.
I'm not vouching. I don't know the guy.
This man's a criminal.
He might be. He might be up to no good. No. I'm just saying we can't just put that on him immediately because it's still new. It's a new relationship.
It's been 3 years.
But they only lived there for a year. Who's up?
This is Amy on one in Towson.
Amy.
Good morning.
We can't automatically just say this is a scam.
Well, what is she getting out of this? So if she was an actual roommate, if she was paying $1,200 for rent, she would get her own room.
Mm-hmm.
So she's paying $1,200 a month to sleep next to a sweaty, smelly boy who probably snores and leaves his clothes everywhere.
Yeah, and he's stealing her money.
She's paying for the Girlfriend Plus package.
Yes.
She's getting scammed.
Yeah.
If it was for the property tax, he needs to word that and be like, we need to split this.
Exactly.
But either way, he's not dating a girlfriend. He is taking advantage of a girl.
He's taking advantage of a tenant.
So you think this is a scam?
I think he found a loophole. Like, he doesn't mean he doesn't love her, but he's also thinking with the wrong head here or something. I don't know.
So what's the fair thing? They should split it 50-50?
It's his
family's house.
If it's like the previous caller and it's actually for property taxes or something, he needs to word it like that and not, well, you can get something cheaper. Yes, but I also can get my own room to myself with that money. I rent a 3-bedroom house for $1,200.
And this girl gets a side of a bed and a smelly boy.
And that's all she gets for that price.
And a man? You have to live with a man on top of that? Like, come on, get out of here.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's acidity refreshing!
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.